This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the government's 12-year journey of welfare for the poor. In a social media post, he said that India has witnessed many transformations and at the core of these changes is Garib Kalyan and the downtrodden. He said the government has always been inspired by Antyodaya and the effort has always been to ensure that the benefits of development reach those who were left behind for decades. The Prime Minister underlined that every initiative like Jan Dhan accounts, direct benefit transfer, Swachh Bharat, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission and Ayushman Bharat has been driven by the objective of ensuring dignity and opportunity to people. West Bengal is set to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana or Ayushman Bharat PMJ, which is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a Memorandum of Understanding today for the implementation of Ayushman Bharat PMJ in the state. The National Testing Agency has released the exam city intimation slip for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month. Our correspondent reports that registered candidates can now check their allotted exam city by logging in to the official website using the application number and the password. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at four locations across Mizoram-Myanmar border, Tripura-Bangladesh border and West Bengal in a money laundering case linked to a drug trafficking network. The case is related to NCB seizure made by the Agartala Zonal Unit in which over 49 kilograms of methamphetamine and 40 grams of heroin were recovered. The investigation has revealed an organized cross-border syndicate sourcing methamphetamine for Myanmar. The proceeds of crime aggregating to over 142 crore rupees have been identified so far. In Jammu and Kashmir, a heavy rush of devotees is being witnessed at the holy cave shrine of Mata Vaishno Devi in the Trikuta Hills of Riyasi district. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the pilgrimage is continuing smoothly, despite the large influx of pilgrims. Due to the heavy rush at the Bhavan, Yatra registration was temporarily suspended a few hours earlier on Saturday evening. However, the registration process resumed early Sunday morning, allowing devotees to continue their pilgrimage. The registration process for the pilgrimage was again suspended yesterday till 4 a.m. today due to the heavy influx of pilgrims arriving at the base camp in Katra. Akashvani is celebrating its 90 years today. This day of June 28th in 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio or AIR. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural information and broadcasting history of the country where a voice was born that would echo through generations. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has extended his best wishes to Akashvani on the occasion of the completion of 90 glorious years. In a video message, Mr. Rijiju said, "Today the entire nation is connected with Akashvani." He said that through Akashvani, the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat is being strengthened. Japan's weather agency has issued advisories predicting tsunami in the coastal areas stretching from Ibaraki Prefecture on the Pacific coast to Okinawa. The advisories were issued after a strong earthquake struck off the Philippines. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued a warning of waves up to 3 meters in the Philippines and up to 1 meter in Malaysia. People in those areas have been advised to stay away from the coasts. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has said that certain regions of the country will experience rainfall as the monsoon progresses, while other areas will continue to endure heatwave-like conditions. Meanwhile, Weather Agency has said that coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab and West Rajasthan will witness heatwave conditions at isolated places today. And in tennis, Germany's Alexander Zverev clinched his maiden Grand Slam title, defeating Italy's Flavio Cobolli in a thrilling five-set final to win the French Open crown at Roland Garros. And that is the end of this news bulletin.